Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, Mary. I already sent a letter to you, and you should be getting an envelope, too. Both of them, I sent both of them off. I don't know which one's going to get there. I mailed one in the mailbox, and I put the other in the post office, so it should be getting there tomorrow or Monday. Call me when it gets there. Tonight is the $1 trillion float night, and it's Christmas time. And I want to take the, I didn't tell you to read no scripture, but I want to know that you have your Bible with you, because I'm going to have you to read the scripture tonight before we get started, because it's the $1 trillion flow. The Lord is my shepherd. I want you to read the 23rd number Psalm. Let me open you up. Let me see where you at. Yeah, man, read the 23rd number Psalm tonight, because when it says the Lord is my shepherd, lots of people have financial difficulty, but when you trust in God, he'll give you the finance that you need, you know. And I had a call, some people went to jail, but I told them that the people were riding down in Louisiana. Do you got 23rd number Psalm, Mary?
I'm getting it right now.
Okay. Let me know when you get it. As Mary gets 23rd number, okay. This is the $1 trillion flow. And we're talking about finance. The biggest scheme that was going on, Madoff, but this big dollar coin was a big thing. A lot of people lost money. They lost money. Okay, some people lost $100,000, and they lost big money on this Bitcoin. One lady, she invested her life savings, and she lost that. And then she sold her house. She put $150,000 in Bitcoin. She lost that. So a lot of people, I know some young folks lost $50,000, $30,000. You know, and some of them lost big money, and they have no way to get their money back. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow night.
That means
God will give you the flow if you let go. I'm going to have Mary tonight to read the 23rd number Psalm, and as you read that, I'm going to talk a little bit about finance and about Master Musa, which was the richest man in the world, because he was humble to God. And tonight, I want to let you know that if you got a need, you plant a seed. Now, the lady called me today and asked me, I don't understand this, you plant a seed. You go in your garden and you put some corn down, corn's going to come up. And if you plant a seed in the ministry, what you ask God for, he's going to give to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. But you got to ask God for what you want, and you got to know that God will deliver the blessings that you ask him for. So tonight, I go, what scripture that we can use? David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Number one, David had put all his trust in the divine God. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So whatever you want tonight, whatever you desire, you have not because you ask not. I told Sister Kim that today she called me and I told her. But I want you to know what's wrong with people. They're not asking God for what they want. You know, all the silver, all the gold don't mean nothing. If you win the lottery, mega million, if you ain't got no common sense, you'll lose it before you get it. But if you're willing to help people, it's going to work out for you. Our sister Mary, come on, read the 23rd number song for us.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. See, Mary, you have to understand, when you ask God for deliverance, you got to know, a lot of people don't know, David was letting people know, body, mind, soul, and spirit, I'm trusting all the way in God. And when you do that, God will bring you out. There's lots of people call me and they say, well, I want to get healed, but they don't have the faith to the program. And the program is know yourself, be yourself, act yourself, and whatever you want, God will give it to you. You have not because you ask not. Now, what that means, that some people ain't asking God for what they want. And they say, well, God's going to do it. Now, I prophesied that in Hawaii you're going to have a volcano. They're having it right now. I prophesied that there was going to be a flood down in Mississippi. They had it now. They have a problem with the water. In Houston, they have a problem with the water. 300 people, 300 youth, been shot from last year to now, and 50 of them was killed. These kids going to school or going to grammar school, 300 been killed between October, November, and this December. In November, we got 300 been killed. Babies been shot, sitting in the car. Another baby got a gun and shot another baby. So violence is going on in our country and city. We need to ban assault weapons. If Congress don't do nothing else, they got to pass a bill to ban all assault weapons that use in the army. It's got to be banned. It's a $1 trillion money thing. They make big money off of that. And you know, it's a $1 trillion money thing. Buying and selling guns, take them the day they go buy them back. So it's a cycle of repeat, repeat, repeat. So we have to stop and try to stop the selling of guns all over America. This is the richest country in the world, and we should be trying to love, not hate, not kill. But the spirit of Abaddon is the angel of death, have came to the United States. Do you know we got more guns in America than any country in the world? The people got their freedom, they got their gun. In some other country, communist country, you can have no gun. But here in America, every man, every woman got a gun. a few incidents. The lady was getting off from work. Three young men. One was 16, one was 17, and one was 13. They pulled a gun on the woman and said, "Stick up, we want your car." The woman turned and shot one in the head, and the other two ran away. The woman was protected. They had a gun too, but her gun shot. So if you're a woman and you going along, you go get your gun and get a carry permit. Well, anywhere you go, you protect yourself. I'd rather to come and see you than out of jail that somebody can kill you. It's important for you to protect yourself going in and out. Okay? Because sometimes your children can't be with you, your family can't, your husband can't be with you out there by yourself. And we got some people are crazy. They are demonic spirits on them. They got demonic spirits. When they got demonic spirits, that means they're possessed by the devil. They're under witchcraft spell. So that's what happened. You know, the police in California, the man had an assault rifle going to his house. Police shot him. Police shot him. Now, it's 300 children been killed in November, between October and November. 300 were shot. 50 was killed. These are children going back and forth to school. I'm going to say this tonight. If we don't get a handle on assault weapons, you're going to find another shooting at the school. It might be down south. It might be up north. It might be up north. But you're going to find another shooting. And you can find it down in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, or Chicago, or Ohio. Young people buying them assault rifles, and their minds are messed up, and they're killing. Okay? And even in the college, if the Congress and Republicans don't get together and say, we're going to ban assault weapons, these rifles supposed to be work with them in the Army. That what they for? They ain't for on the streets of Chicago, New Orleans. 8 people got shot in New Orleans when Gremlin and Southern Gang. That's a shame that blacks can't come together without shooting and killing each other. 10,000 white folks come together so nobody gets shot. So he lets you know some of this stuff is made up and some of it under demonic spirits. And what I mean, the money spirit caught up with evil spirits. Some evil spirits are taking over, you know, and you don't know what's happening. Chemtrails. Sometimes you see chemtrails in there. Those are chemicals they're letting out. And when them chemicals fall down on earth, it makes forests rise. It makes people act very crazy. This is the $1 trillion flow night, the money night. Okay. Mary read the 23rd number, Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. You should have a mind to be successful in your business. What business? It's in your head. If it's, I told one young lady, I said, you need to begin to cook. And this young lady started to cook it, and her son was selling drugs on the street. The daughter was going to Jackson State College. The mama started cooking cakes. The girls from going to Jackson State, she marketed the cookies, the cakes and pies. Took the son off of dealing drugs. He began to deal pies and cakes. You should have a mind to go in business. Now, I was telling a young man that called me, we need our reparation. The Jews got reparation, the Indians got reparation, the Italians got, and reparation means the money they owe your ancestors. If we get $1 million for every black that's been here, ain't come out there that just got in, you can set up a business. See, you can set up a model. So we're in a situation now where we got to stand up. I'm going to play the $1 trillion flow song. And after that, I'm gonna play that we are the children of the world. And being the children of the world, we should love each other. I think I play it first, and then I'm going to play the Christmas song. But I want you to get ready tonight to embrace the money. I talked about 7 people, the Bitcoin. One boy lost $50,000 in Bitcoin. A lady got her life saving and she sold a house. And she put all that money in Bitcoin, about $120,000. She broke tonight. But I'm telling you, the Bitcoin was nothing, Deborah, but a Ponzi scheme. That's all it was, a Ponzi scheme. And blacks bought into the Ponzi scheme, okay? But that don't make it bad. You got to get ready for God to bless you, and you got to get ready. Now, I want to let you know, if you got a need, you plant a seed. Okay, thank you, kind spirit. Now, if you know what, if I tell you, here's some corn, go plant it. You ain't look for no watermelon to come up. You want to look for corn to come up, okay? I'm telling you, if you got a need tonight, you plant a seed. And that seed, okay, you plant that seed, you write with that seed you plant. You say, I'm planting this seed because I want to heal him. I'm planting this seed, Bishop, because I want my son out of jail. I'm planting this seed because I want my daughter healed. I'm planting this seed because I want a bigger house. If you got a need, you plant a seed. I believe in sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow, you got to reap it. If you don't sow, if I give you some seed, you put them in the drawer, they're going to be there next year. But you take them and throw them out in the grass and the ground, they're going to grow. And I'm telling you tonight, you need to let some of your reason you said, reason you ain't got nothing because you ain't planting no seed. Abraham, Isaac, Moses, they had to plant a seed. And the widow woman had one whole cake. The prophet said, what you going to do? She said, I'm going to eat it and die. He said, give it to me. When she gave that whole cake to the prophet, the angels filled her cup. People knocked on her door and said, Miss, I need a little oil. She didn't say, I ain't got it. She gave it to him, gave him the meal. Every time she give it, God filled it up on the bottom. $1 trillion flow. Can you put your mind around $1 trillion, what you can do? You can buy some homes. You can help some people. You have not tonight because you ask not. If you want to plant a seed in our ministry, go to the seed of Abraham, hit yolasite.com, go to PayPal, and hit it. If you want to do it right now, God has moved on you to do it right now, go to Cash App, hit money sign, and Bishop, three T's, and you'll get me right now. I don't know what you need. Now, I got those that, I want to say this while my mind on it, those that plant a seed, those that send it, I'm gonna send to you the Miracles of Jesus book. Yeah, I wrote the book, and I'm gonna put your prophecy in that book for 2023. Now, if you want me to prophesy you for 2023, go call me. I'll set your date up where we can do it on you can see me do it, or we can do it on the audio. I just got through a Mary reading a lady out of California, and I was telling her some stuff that went on, and told her, she said somebody stole her earring. I told her, look in the drawer, and the earring was in the drawer under some clothes. See, sometimes you get too upset and don't think. Let God do something for you. Know yourself. Be yourself. I want you to get ready tonight because I got a prophecy. The prophecy I'm going to give you tonight is for money. I ain't trying to get you no man. I ain't trying to get you no woman. And I'm trying to, the prophecy I give you tonight is for economics, for you to go in business, you know, for you to go in business, stop waiting on somebody else. You know, the lady, let me tell this, the lady's a bishop, I'm not educated. She come to my seminar. I'm not educated. And you was talking funny, what can I do? I said, what you do? She said, I'm a retired cook. I said, go home and cook some cake and pies. What I'm going to do, I can put your daughter to work, put your son to work. That woman cooked enough cakes and pies, and her daughter got the orders for them, that she moved out of that house to another house. Okay? The first house she had, she made that like a, where she do all the cooking, bought a new stove in there. And son, the son was living dope on a bicycle. Now he got a truck and he live a pie. See, God will take you off of poverty and make you prosper, be successful. Now, I want to tell you tonight, I want you to get ready, because I'm going to give you a word tonight. You got to get ready. Ashe. When I say, I've answered. Now, you know it's December. I got Reverend Dunlap in the spirit with me. I got Lena Mae Anderson in the spirit with me. One on one side, one on the other side. Homework whispering in my ear. Ashe. And then I got another lady in the spirit world. They all come to me because I go to the spirit realm. Ashe. And I know how to do that. Okay. The angel for this month is Hemiel. That's the healing angel, okay? And I was giving prophecy out last night to people. And some of the people took the prophecy, and you want to know why. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. No, you got to hear the word to know what to do. Thank you, kind spirit. But I want to say to you tonight, I decree a financial breakthrough for each one listening tonight. Not for somebody you're going to tell, but somebody, them that tune in tonight, I decree a financial breakthrough, quick, fast, and in a hurry. So going into 2023, I'm seeing a breakthrough, a financial breakthrough for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. You have not. Because you ask not, thank you, kind spirit. Okay, that's where I want to say with that. Let me see what else I was going to do. I was going to tell you, $1 trillion flow. Wherever you at, let me put $1 trillion flow. This is my record. Thank you.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
$1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about
Paul Long done by Robeson, the slave train, the billion-dollar flow. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the billion-dollar flow. Yeah, you can have that new Benz. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Your health is 100%. You 100% deal. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up. I'm talking about the billion-dollar flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me a billion-dollar flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my melon to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the billion-dollar flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. But you're in the billion-dollar world. Maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana. We're talking about the billion-dollar flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the billion-dollar flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the billion-dollar flow. I see you to rise up and be billion. Say, I'm rich. I'm in the billion-dollar flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the billion-dollar flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right now. Tell somebody I'm in the billion-dollar flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the billion-dollar flow on my car. I'm in the billion-dollar flow in my business. I'm in the billion-dollar flow. Why don't you get in the flow?
Tell somebody you in the trillion-dollar flow tonight. This is the trillion-dollar flow night. Where's the money? Who got the money? You know, they spent over $1 trillion to come out this war. When you think about $1 trillion, we spend $1 trillion on war and nothing on peace. So tonight, I ain't talking about your boyfriend, your girlfriend. I'm talking about economics, money. The 23rd number of the Lord, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And God will bless you to give you what you want. So tonight, I'm talking about this Friday night of December with the angel Hamiel. For you to go into 2023, a rich man, a rich woman. First, you're rich because you got your health and strength. Number two, you're rich because you got a good mind. And you're rich because you accept the knowledge of God. Glory, hallelujah. When you tell me 300 children been shot just in Chicago and 50 been killed, you know, it's black on black. But what's going on over in Premier is white on white. I don't hear the press talking about that. They'll say, oh, in New Orleans, so-and-so guy in Chicago and Detroit, black on black. What about white on white? If you gonna give us, you don't give us fake news, give us real news. Since they ain't gonna give the truth, you got to accept God to give you the truth and understanding. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternally. I got a financial prophecy for you tonight. I'm going to talk about money tonight. You know, and some of you hollering, well, I ain't going to get nothing but Christmas. You got your health and strength. You ain't got to rob and steal to get it. What God got for you is for you. And if God got it for you, you can get it quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, in a hurry. It'll come in a hurry. Now, what I want to do tonight, I want to get you in the Christmas spirit. Because I look like y'all ain't in the Christmas spirit. You look like you're kind of sad. upset, wondering what's happening. I think I'm going to play a little Christmas song, might get you kicking, and we can go on and do what we need to do. Because Christmas is, you know, you got to understand what Christmas is about. Say, if it's about prayers, and you all messed up. Wait, you got to know what the beach of what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about people loving each other. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Okay. Now, I'm about to wake somebody up, so somebody is sleeping, and they don't know what's going on. You just don't stop. I want to, bam, wake you up. See, all is well. Get ready for a spiritual and a mental breakthrough. It happened to you. I hope you got your Bibles tonight. Because, you know, some of you are so caught up that you can't understand what God is saying to you. Okay? So you say, what's happening? Because you have backed all the way up. And you have left out of the rim of God. Thank you, kind spirit. So tonight I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. And I want you to understand that whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. If you stop and listen to what God is saying to you, you'll be all right. Everybody loves Christmas. Everybody got something to say about Christmas. You were brought up. I ain't got nothing. You got your health and strength. And that's important. When you got your health and strength, that's the most important thing in the world. That you got all your health and strength. That's important. You could tell somebody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and you can be a winner. Because you can tell somebody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
No matter who
you
are,
you got something to tell somebody.
Like something.
You
got to
tell them something. Once you can tell them something, they'll listen. Sometimes you have no voice. When you know the voices, you know what's going on. That's what happens to you. I'm bringing somebody back to old stuff. Wake up now, I'm waking you up.
Love for you, Mary Rose, love for you.
Christmas time. I need to have the spirit of Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. Go to Motown out of Detroit.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I got your mind. I guess I'm woke you up now and let you know. A lady called me and said, Bishop, it's going to seem like Christmas. I said, don't you know? No, it's going to seem like Christmas. So I'm telling this is the $20 flow tonight. Get ready for the trillion flow tonight. Get ready for a breakthrough tonight. And get ready for sometimes, and Bishop Moore told me this, and he said, you know, when you're able to have the finance you want, you can do what you want to. I asked you to stay out the mall to save your money and wait till after Christmas for your shop, but you know you ain't going to do it. So you programmed to go spend all your money at one time. And I asked for a black boycott. And since they had a black Friday, I had a black Sunday. So I'm asking you to save your money. In the spirit of Reverend Dunlap and Mark Clark and Fred Hampton were killed on the 4th of December in Chicago a long time ago. Some of you know about it, some of you don't. And you got to look back at what happened to us as black people, what's going on with us as black people today. Churches and all the stuff we got, have we made it? No. You got people still sleeping on the bridges in these cities. Then you got people have nowhere to stay. And right now, they're trying to clean the water up down in Houston, and the water down in Mississippi, down in Jackson. Jackson's an all-black city. See, we always get us the last and get us the ragged, but we got to get ready for the best. You have to say, I want the best, because I'm from God. I decree the best. Stop getting second hand. Get first hand, okay? Stop shopping in the basement and go shop on the top floor. Whatever will, that's the way. But ain't no bill that watches this can pass to make you be what you ought to be. You, like Dr. King said, it's something we got to do ourselves. We got to be able to know that we can go into business, we can be successful. I went over today, there's a ARAL in the city. He had people lined up out the door. You know what he was selling? Fish and chicken. And black people lined up. I said, why come they ain't got a fish and chicken? How come black folks don't do that? You know, black people do the same thing. You can start your business from nothing. God will make something happen. We're talking about economic development. You ain't got to have a lot. You just know people, and people will support you. But if you don't try, somebody else will come in your neighborhood and move next door to you and make $1 million. You sit there broke with 2 nickels because you won't give it up and say, I'm going to invest. I'm going to make things work. I'm talking to, you know, you got to understand that money, when you want money, all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. You got to get ready to claim it, and when you claim it, through faith. Your healing come through faith. Your joy come through faith. Your love come through faith. Scripture to back it up. You know, and the lady said, it sure don't seem like Christmas to me, because it don't. And sometimes it don't seem like Christmas to you. Because Christmas ain't what it used to be, okay? But what I'm saying to you tonight, get ready for something to open up for you and something to work for you, okay? And that's what needs to happen.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking again. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and. You'll be doing all right.
That was every Christmas.
Has the patient had these issues before?
Blue Christmas.
He did not take it seriously.
Show me.
Run from the bell. There's nowhere to hide.
as you heard, that was Whitney. And I'm going to say to you tonight, in the Trillion Dollar Flow tonight, some of you need a breakthrough. Some of you asking for something. I got calls that have called in. And I want to tell you, as I see my hands up tonight, and I want to tell you that every door closed will be opened up for you. And I want to know how many, let me ask the young lady. I'm talking to you, your hands up. 35:47. Do you want that book, The Miracles of Jesus? I want to get it to you, and you need to have it in your bookshelf. Thank you, kind spirit. And those that need it, I want you to get it. And tonight, okay, let me see. 0203, okay. 3711.
Yes, Bishop, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're loud and clear, young lady. So how you doing
okay,
today?
Okay, yes, sir. I just want to say hi. What you say, Bishop?
I'm giving prophecy out for money tonight, for business.
Okay.
Because now you get your pencil and paper, you can take it down. This
okay, I
money.
Got it, Bishop.
Okay, I want you to read Psalm 37.
Psalm
37. Yeah, and 36. This is
37
for a financial blessing for you. Okay?
Yes,
and,
sir.
This is for a financial blessing for you. And,
yes, sir.
And in a book in Proverbs, because that's wisdom. Proverbs is wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Third number something, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want that. That's David letting people know that I'm a trusting God.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go home up for you quick, fast, and in a hurry, okay? I want you to get ready for that. And
yes,
after the show, call me after you get out something. I want to ask you something. I want to tell you, okay?
Yes,
after
sir.
I get off the air, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay.
He said, call him after the show. He don't want to talk over the phone.
Brother White, where you are?
I'm looking for
Brother White on.
I'm here, Benjamin.
Number.
You on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'll speak it now, okay? I'm talking tonight about finance, about them getting money in their business.
So their business.
So many got skills, but they don't know how to work it.
The faith for that is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 8. Keep the wit in vengeance. A gift is as a precious stone to him that keeps their eyes on it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospers. And for the body, Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works to the Lord, and he will develop your thoughts. That's my contribution.
Okay, well, that's good.
Proverbs 17:8 and Proverbs 16:3 is my contribution to the billion-dollar, trillion-dollar flow.
17:8?
17:8, Proverbs, and 16 and 3, take care of the body.
Okay.
Now, what I'm saying,
I guarantee you. If you speak those scriptures, and speak the witty invention, your money gonna flow to you. I'm gonna bank my calling on that. If the prophet tell you something that don't come to pass, then he ain't no prophet.
That's right.
I'm banking my calling on that, because God has given me that, and I know it'll work with me.
Well,
it's gonna work.
I want to say this,
Next year, going into 2023, a lot of people will be financial well because of the move that they make now and the prayers that they pray now.
God
will give them the
finance.
I think people want house. They're going to get the house they want.
But see,
once
they
God give it to them, God
signed
them
to do
something
better.
God gives you something for a reason.
Keep those scriptures before your eyes, and I guarantee you what Bishop telling you, it's going to come to pass. I'm telling you now, 17 and 8, Proverbs. And don't worry about it because it's the Old Testament. Proverbs is about morality and instruction.
That's right.
Don't let them preachers tell you that I'm trying to put you under the law. Like they tell them down here that I'm trying to put them under the law. Because these people don't want, some people just don't have it. They don't want to hear the truth. And if you don't want to hear God and speak God, to let God reveal to you himself, then you don't really want to know. You're taking the law into your own hands. You're doing just the opposite of what he says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he's going to direct your path. He will tell you if I'm telling you a lie. Don't you tell
yourself. A lot of people lost plenty of money.
When that Bitcoin thing,
people lost a lot of money.
That was a Ponzi scheme.
I know one lady lost $50,000, another lady lost $100,000.
Because when you put money in the bank, it's backing that up.
That was a Ponzi scheme.
Amen.
That Bitcoin thing was a money grab.
And a lot of blacks got to spend money.
The only thing you can't go wrong with is gold, the gold stays the same.
If you got a lot of gold, gold will go up and down.
It stays the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Somebody put two coins into the kiln, one was worth 25,000, one was worth 50,000.
Yep.
Them cougar rams, big money.
Well, God has the money. That's what you should look to for. And He will give it to you the way you're supposed to have it. Otherwise, again, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so that speaking unto God take over your life in that respect, and everything that comes to you, he'll come to you and tell you
until the Babylonian exile.